I'd like to offer a prayer of illumination before we read. We're going to call on the Holy Spirit to help us understand God's word.
Vamos a invocarle al Espíritu Santo para ayudarnos a entender la palabra de Dios.
Let us pray.
Oremos.
Gracious God, it's only in your light that we can see light.
Misericordioso Dios, solamente por medio de tu luz podemos ver la luz.
So we pray for the illumination of your Holy Spirit.
Entonces oramos para que nos ilumines por medio de tu Espíritu Santo.
We pray that in the written word,
y oramos que por medio de la palabra escrita,
in the spoken word,
y por la palabra hablada,
we may meet the living word,
que podamos llegar a conocer la palabra viva.
Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray.
Cristo Jesús, en cuyo nombre oramos.
I'll now read from John 13 in English, and the Spanish will be behind me.
Y ahora voy a leer de Juan capítulo 13 en inglés, y el español va a aparecer allá en la pantalla detrás.
Hear God's word. It was just before the Passover. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already tempted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him. And that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me. And just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give you. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." This is the word of the Lord.
Palabra del Señor.
Friends in Christ.
Hermanos y hermanas en Cristo.
Can you think of some times in your life?
¿Pueden pensar ustedes en algún momento en la vida de ustedes?
When Jesus has washed your feet.
Cuando Jesús les ha lavado los pies a ustedes.
Now to respond to that question.
Ahora para responder esa pregunta.
We need to think about Jesus coming to us.
Tenemos que pensar en cómo Jesús viene hacia nosotros.
Through members of his body, the church.
Por medio de los miembros de su cuerpo, la iglesia.
And we need to think of those church members loving us.
Y tenemos que pensar en cómo esos miembros de la iglesia, cómo nos aman.
By serving us in very humble ways.
Por servirnos de maneras muy humildes.
Not by literally washing our feet.
No por lavarnos los pies literalmente.
But by serving us with some humble act of love.
Sino por servirnos por algún humilde acto de amor.
So I wonder.
Entonces me pregunto.
Who comes to your mind?
¿En quién pueden pensar?
As someone who embodied Jesus.
Alguien que personificó a Cristo.
By washing your feet.
Por lavarles los pies.
Who comes to your mind?
¿En quién piensan?
As people to whom you looked up.
Como alguien a quien admira.
And then surprisingly.
Alguien que tiene en alto. Y entonces, por sorpresa.
You find yourself looking down at them.
De repente uno está mirando a la persona con otra perspectiva y ya no lo tiene en alto.
As they acted in a humble way to serve you.
Ya que ellos actuaron de manera humilde para servirle.
I remember that during my first year of seminary.
Yo recuerdo durante mi primer año en el seminario.
I was working on a term paper about the history of Christianity.
Yo trabajaba con un ensayo final acerca de la historia de la cristiandad.
And one of my teachers told me,
y uno de mis maestros me dijo,
that the president of the seminary could help my research.
Que el presidente del seminario me podía ayudar con mi investigación.
Now at that time,
pues en aquel entonces,
I looked up to my good teachers at the seminary.
Yo respetaba, yo tenía en alto mis buenos maestros del seminario.
And I looked up in a particular way.
Y de manera muy específica, yo respetaba.
To the seminary president, Dr. John Crominga.
Al presidente del seminario, el Dr. John Crominga.
So when I entered his office to tell Dr. Crominga about my project.
Entonces, cuando entré en la oficina de él para contarle al Dr. Crominga acerca de mi proyecto.
I felt nervous and shy.
Me sentía nervioso y tímido.
Then, as in a sense, I was looking up to Dr. Crominga.
Y entonces, en un sentido, yo admiraba al Dr. Crominga. Lo tenía en alto.
Suddenly and literally,
de repente y literalmente,
he dropped down to his hands and knees.
Él se puso de rodillas.
To search the shelves for certain books to loan me.
Y se puso a gatear, buscando en los estantes algún libro para prestármelo.
And to this day,
y hasta este momento,
I remember feeling sheepish.
Yo recuerdo que me sentí un poquito cohibido.
As Dr. Crominga crawled around my feet.
Ya que el Dr. Crominga gateaba por los pies míos.
I didn't expect the president of the seminary.
Yo no pensaba que el presidente del seminario.
To kneel before a lowly first year student.
Que se encara así ante un sencillo alumno de primer año.
But that's what President Crominga did for me.
Pero eso es lo que el presidente Crominga hizo por mí.
And I learned later that that action toward me.
Y después supe que esa acción por mí.
Fit into an overall pattern in his life of humility.
Encajaba en la pauta general de su vida, una vida de humildad.
Now in our gospel reading.
Ahora en la lectura del evangelio.
When Jesus gets up from the meal and takes off his outer clothing.
Cuando Jesús se levanta de la mesa y se quita el manto.
And when Jesus wraps a towel around his waist.
Y cuando Jesús se ata la toalla por la cintura.
And pours water into a basin.
Y echa agua en el recipiente.
So that he can wash his disciples' feet.
Para que él pueda lavarles los pies a sus discípulos.
That action too fits an overall pattern in Jesus' life.
Esa acción también encaja en la pauta general de la vida de Jesús.
The gospel tells us.
El evangelio nos dice que.
That in the beginning Jesus was with his Father in heaven.
Que en el principio Jesús estaba con su Padre en el cielo.
Jesus was with God the Father.
Jesús estaba con Dios el Padre.
Because Jesus is God the Son.
Porque Jesús es Dios el Hijo.
And yet Jesus in a sense took off his glory of being God.
Pero aún así Jesús en un sentido se despojó de su gloria de ser Dios.
In order to become one of us.
para convertirse en uno de nosotros.
And having humbled himself into birth as a human,
y después de haberse humillado, naciendo como ser humano,
Jesus humbled himself further,
Jesús se humilló aún más,
by living in loving obedience to his earthly parents.
Cuando él vivió en obediencia y con amor hacia sus padres terrenales.
Jesus humbled himself throughout his entire life.
Jesús se humilló durante toda su vida.
In his whole ministry on earth.
Durante todo su ministerio aquí en la tierra.
And now, just before taking the ultimate step of loving humility.
Y ahora, justo antes de dar el paso máximo de humildad.
By dying on a cross.
Por morir en la cruz.
Jesus foreshadows that sacrifice.
Jesús presagia ese sacrificio.
By doing the work of a slave.
Por hacer el trabajo de un esclavo.
Jesus washes his disciples' feet.
Jesús les lava los pies a sus discípulos.
And he does this to give us an example.
Y él lo hizo para darnos un ejemplo.
Jesus says to his disciples and to us.
Jesús se lo dijo a sus discípulos y a nosotros.
Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet.
Ahora que yo, el Señor Maestro, les he lavado los pies de ustedes.
You also should wash one another's feet.
También ustedes deben lavarse los pies los unos a los otros.
And that command raises another question for us to ponder.
Y ese mandamiento nos plantea otra pregunta en que reflexionar.
Earlier we pondered, when has Jesus washed my feet?
Antes cavilamos en la pregunta, ¿cuándo es que Jesús me lavó los pies a mí?
Now we can ponder, when have I washed the feet of my fellow disciples?
Y ahora podemos pensar en la pregunta, ¿cuándo es que yo les he lavado los pies a mis condiscípulos?
That is, when have I acted in the loving humility that I see in Jesus?
O sea, ¿cuándo es que he actuado yo en humildad y con amor lo que veo en Jesús?
When he took the form of a servant.
Cuando él asumió la forma de un siervo.
And friends, as we ponder such questions,
y hermanos, al pensar en tales preguntas,
we do well to look at our mutual friend Simon Peter.
Nos conviene pensar en nuestro amigo mutuo, Simón Pedro.
The disciple with the big mouth.
El discípulo que siempre quería decir algo.
When Jesus comes to Simon Peter, Peter asks,
cuando Jesús se acerca a Simón Pedro, Pedro pregunta,
Lord, are you going to wash my feet?
¿Y tú, Señor, me vas a lavar los pies a mí?
And Jesus replies, you do not realize now what I am doing.
Y Jesús le contesta, ahora no entiendes lo que estoy haciendo.
But later you will understand.
Pero lo entenderás más tarde.
Then with misguided love,
y entonces con un amor equivocado,
Peter objects further.
Pedro se opone aún más.
Peter says to Jesus, no.
Le dice a Jesús, no.
You will never wash my feet.
Jamás me lavarás los pies.
And with those words, Peter seeks to exercise love and humility.
Y con esas palabras, Pedro busca ejercer amor y humildad.
But he's actually trying to boss his Lord around.
Pero en realidad, lo que está haciendo es tratando de mangonear a su Señor.
Now Jesus knows how mixed up Peter and all his disciples are.
Y Jesús sabe lo confundidos que están Pedro y todos sus discípulos.
Jesus knows how limited we are.
Y Jesús conoce nuestras muchas limitaciones.
And that's why toward the end of our passage, Jesus says,
y es por esa razón que a finales de nuestro pasaje, él dice,
where I am going, you cannot come.
A donde yo voy, ustedes no pueden ir.
Jesus knows that,
y Jesús sabe que,
left to ourselves, we cannot love as he loves.
Sin la ayuda de él, no podemos amar de la manera como él ama.
And that's why Jesus also says,
y es por eso que Jesús también dice,
a new command I give you, love one another.
Este mandamiento nuevo les doy, que se amen los unos a los otros.
As I have loved you,
así como yo los he amado,
so you must love one another.
También ustedes deben amarse los unos a los otros.
Because by this everyone will know.
De este modo todos sabrán.
That you are my disciples.
Que son mis discípulos.
If you love one another.
Si se aman los unos a los otros.
Now Jesus' goal is to transform our divided world.
Ahora la meta de Jesús es transformar nuestro mundo dividido
into a community of love.
Para que sea una comunidad de amor.
And that's why he gives us not only an example,
y es por eso que él nos da no solamente este ejemplo,
and not only a commandment or teaching,
y no solamente un mandamiento o una enseñanza,
but Jesus gives us himself,
sino que Jesús se entrega por nosotros.
Jesus gives us himself by pouring out his blood on the cross.
Jesús se entrega por nosotros por derramar su sangre en la cruz.
Jesus gives us himself by pouring out his spirit from the right hand of the Father.
Jesús se entrega por nosotros al derramarnos su espíritu desde la mano derecha de su Padre.
Jesus comes to us by giving us himself in the sacrament.
Jesús viene a nosotros por acercarse a nosotros por medio del sacramento.
And he gives us himself in the communion of saints.
Y Jesús se entrega por nosotros por medio de la comunión de los santos.
So friends in Christ, Jesus' purpose this evening is to unite us in love.
Entonces, hermanos y hermanas en Cristo, el propósito de Jesús esta tarde es para unirnos en amor.
By uniting us to himself.
Porque él nos une en amor al unirse él con nosotros.
And that's why he has called us to worship together.
Y por eso nos ha llamado a alabarle juntos.
That's why he unites us by meeting us all.
Y es por eso que él nos une por encontrarnos a todos nosotros.
In the bread and in the cups.
Por medio del pan y la copa.
Friends, as we worship together, Jesus comes to make us into new people.
Hermanos y hermanas, alabarle a él juntos, Jesús viene a nosotros para convertirnos en un nuevo pueblo.
People who can love as he loves.
Un pueblo que puede amar tal como él ama.
Jesus comes to unite us in humble service.
Jesús viene para unirnos en humilde servicio.
So the world can know we are his disciples.
Para que el mundo pueda saber que somos los discípulos de él.
Jesus comes to love us. Jesus loves us in such ultimate ways.
Y Jesús nos ama de manera tan fundamental.
So we can share him with the world God loves.
Para que podamos compartir acerca de él con el mundo que él ama.
In the upper room,
en el aposento alto,
Jesus could love his disciples.
Jesús pudo amar a sus discípulos.
Because he knew he was going back to his Father.
Porque él sabía que él estaba regresando a su Padre.
Jesus knew that his love,
y Jesús sabía que el amor de él,
was an incarnation of the triune God who is love.
Fue la encarnación del trino Dios, el que es amor.
And in our worship tonight,
y en nuestra alabanza esta tarde,
Jesus can love us,
Jesús puede amarnos,
because he continues to share the love and life of his Father and Holy Spirit.
Porque él continúa compartiendo el amor y la vida de su Padre y del Espíritu Santo.
Jesus knows we can follow his example.
Jesús sabe que podemos seguirle a él su ejemplo.
And we can obey his love command.
Y podemos obedecer su mandamiento de amor.
Only because by coming to us in humility.
Solamente porque él vino a nosotros en humildad.
He lifts us up to share his glory.
Y así él nos exalta para poder compartir en su gloria.
And as we share the Lord's Supper in a few minutes,
y al compartir la cena del Señor en unos momentos,
we can open our minds to the loving presence of Jesus.
Podemos entender el amor y la presencia de Jesús.
And we can see Jesus in the meal of love we share with one another.
Y podemos ver a Jesús por medio de la cena del Señor que vamos a compartir juntos.
Friends in Christ, let us pray.
Hermanos y hermanas en Cristo, oremos.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your example.
Cristo Jesús, te damos gracias por tu ejemplo.
We thank you for your teachings.
Te damos gracias por tus enseñanzas.
We thank you too for your Holy Spirit.
Y también te damos gracias por tu Espíritu Santo.
And we thank you for your presence among us.
Y te damos gracias por tu presencia aquí entre nosotros.
As we worship with one another.
Al alabarte juntos.
In your name, Jesus Christ, amen.
En tu nombre, Cristo Jesús, amén.
Now we'll rise to sing, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross."